people. The people come first. The city make these people. Without tax money, it is no city. And when the people want to come out, if they enough come out, we come out.
You know, like I say, in terms of that, in terms of health care, in terms of lowering taxes, a lot of middle class are not making over $250,000 a year. So that's going to help us out tremendously. That'll help us out tremendously. What you think, Torin?
Basically, stopping the big tax break for the big gas companies and stuff and give it to the average American. That way they can afford to do some of the extra luxuries they want to do in life.
Yes, we know our vote counts. And I think everything that we did, Obama supporters are out, McCain supporters are being very civilized about this whole situation, and they are actually congratulating some Obama supporters, and this is what we came out for, this is what we did, and I feel like we've accomplished our goal.
The most important issue for me was the economy, definitely, the middle class, and in terms of not sending the jobs overseas and kind of rebuilding our jobs here in the community, so that's one of the most focal points there.
So all you other fellas out there, you trying to get your rights back, get them rights back. You know what I'm saying?
You can
get on there. Obama, baby.
I like what you handed that.
I don't think that Black America actually feasibly thought this could happen just because of any kind of manifested internal things passed down from families and before who just have had it beaten into them that they just can't become something great like that. People of the African American race can't blame the man, quote unquote, because we are the man now. Not only is Barack a man of color in power, but he's a family in power. And a lot of people who don't have families in their lives can see that and feel like they can attain that, which is very, very important because a lot of people would probably put Black America next to incomplete homes. So now they can see, you know, that is possible. We can do things. So it's very, very exciting. It's a big, big issue trying to decrease the poverty line because we don't need to be hurting in America if we're trying to help other countries. We need to help here first. My parents worked hard. They're immigrants, so they can say, you know, they believe in the American dream, and they fought for us to live good. And they instilled in us that the only thing that you can change is what you say. You can't move anybody else. All you can do is influence and make sure that your voice is heard. So if you don't go vote, all that picketing and all of that lobbying and all of that canvassing will mean nothing. If you don't vote, I mean, you can get other people to vote, but it's really up to them. If you don't go and vote and believe in what you're trying to say other people should believe in or at least listen to, then it doesn't make a difference. Realize that not only is he a Black man in power, but it's a Black woman in power, it's a Black family in power, and that can definitely make people believe that they can do anything now. So, and we run the Senate and the House, so it's Democratic Nation again, finally. Waiting years for this.